Are you ready?
A Shot of Wrestling presents A Shot of BCW. And away we go!
Break some dead shot, boy. Is that the message you got? We about to go live, but you're ready to rock. So take a shot. Oh, yeah. So take a step up to the break. We got MJP and BC Dog. That's the reigning championship team. From Milan to Japan and everywhere in between. Is that the message you got? We about to go live, but you're ready to rock, so take a shot.
And here's your host, Michael J. Putty.
Thank you, Shane Fair. Yes, I'm your host, at Michael J. Putty. Welcome to another episode of A Shot of BCW. Joining me, as always, my illustrious guest, America's favorite agent, the governor of BCW, your guiding light and mine, the one and only, Mr. A.J. Penn. Governor, welcome back. It's been a while. How you been?
It's been a little while, yes. But we're back in the studios. I'm excited to be here. And we're nearing Queen of the North 5. I'm excited now. We're in the season.
Yeah.
One of my favorite events of the calendar year here.
You talk about WrestleMania season. Now we're in Queen of the North season.
Indeed we are. And it's an exciting time for us.
April 20th, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey.
420. How can you fake? Even though I don't like the devil's lettuce, but...
Someone coming up to me goes, are you going to wear a green suit? I'm like, I have one, but I'm not going to wear it. I don't partake in the devil's lettuce, as you say.
I did think for a second, like, should I get it? I'm like, I don't smoke, so there's no reason for me to partake in that.
I have no clue what to wear. I feel like there's so much pressure now. Like, there's no Queen of the North themed suits to wear. No.
I think just something elegant to support the queens. I'm trying to figure out my best.
Yeah, so I'm thinking too, something fancy.
But I think it's just to honor the queens, to honor the female talents.
I'm trying to get a beef eater costume in my size. But I can't find one.
Beef eater costume?
Beef eater. You know what beef eater is?
The
Royal Guard.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. I don't know. Way off topic.
Yeah. Threw me for a loop right there for a second.
For those of you who do not know me, and AJ Penn will be in person to remind people Cheyenne will not.
Yes. Cheyenne is suspended for unprofessional conduct for this event. But
you saw it. I even called him out on the disrespect he showed you.
Like,
you're
horrible.
The governor. You got hit in the face. You're down on the ground.
Right. No concern showed for me.
Laughing.
And harping on it. So,
yeah.
So he's been suspended. This is, like, I believe the second offense. He's been suspended of, like, twice already.
This is second offense, yeah.
Yes.
And he was suspended for last Queen of the North, too.
I think it's just because, you know, well, I'm not going to say.
Let's not give him too much time, but yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, he has been suspended. However, big announcement. I hope you all saw it on social media. If you did not, joining Michael J. Putty at the commentary table will be making her BCW debut, Alyssa Moreno. I'm excited to see her filing in BCW, joining you on the stick.
Yeah, if you're trying to replace me, let me know.
No.
I'm just saying, because Mark's telling me you're bringing her to replace me. Mark's trying to feed me all this stuff in my head. I'm like, oh, really? Maybe I should talk to AJ about this.
Well, I'm going to have a one part. No, it's Cheyenne's suspended, so it's you and...
Yeah, but like next show, maybe Cheyenne and... Mark's just trying to get in my head. I guess he's trying to get my mind games.
Well, Cheyenne has his own podcast now, so maybe he'll stick with that, and maybe we won't need him anymore, and we'll keep Alyssa and you around. I mean, Alyssa's much better to look at.
Oh, than Cheyenne?
Of course. I mean, if you like short guys, that's fine. He's not a bad-looking guy, just not my type. But much prefer Alyssa Moreno. But besides that, it'd be great to have a female on commentary to call this match. You know, in the past, we had back in the day, and Riley Shepard, hope we see you back at some point soon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it adds a different dynamic.
You had Janelle on, too, a couple times, right?
We did, yeah. Janelle from Jobber's Tears. Yeah. You know, shout out fellow, you know. There's no hate in this industry, at least not with us. So, big shout out to, you know, Janelle. She did the first Queen of the North.
Right.
Yeah, with myself and Pete. So, that was, And again, it's great to have that
point of view.
That point of view, yes. Thank you. And that's why we try to, on occasion, we bring on some of the like Emily J did commentary at once. Mm-hmm. We talked about that during Welcome to the New Year. Journey Burke was on commentary for a match a few months back. So, you know, we try. And I want to give these ladies an opportunity to expand their resumes and learn different talents, because who knows when something will happen. Like when Riley was out injured, she did commentary for almost a year with us, and she ended up towards the end being really, really good at the table. So, and I believe she got a couple more, you know, opportunities like that in the, you know, post BCW. So yeah, Alyssa will be joining you. I'm looking forward to that duo, and who knows who, you know, I'm sure I'll drop in at one point to join you guys. You got your guy and gal. And it's going to be a great night of action. Already what's been announced besides that has been blockbuster announcements. And they keep coming.
You know, I like to equate the show, shout out to BCW, to the WWE press conferences where it's half shoot, half real stuff.
Right.
So you brought us down. I should have sent this into the last show. You said, oh, wait, by the way, Putty, me and Emily are going to join Cheyenne in commentary for the Mike Law match. And I made a comment like, oh, I'm actually looking forward to that match, just in passing. And you're like, oh, okay, how about then it's you, me, and Emily.
Right.
I'm like, oh, no. Don't keep your plans. I was just saying something out loud. The heartbreak on Cheyenne's face that he could not, we took away him sitting next to Emily J. I felt so bad. Like a
he did
dog.
Try to play it off, but no, I mean, I don't know how comfortable you felt leading the play-by-play. That was the only reason why. So I thought, you know, but you are getting better at that. You know, you're better and better. And like you took charge like a boss.
I just felt bad for Cheyenne, man. So sorry. I should apologize, but I totally forgot about it until you just mentioned it.
He's a pro. So he, you know, but no, yes. But again, not that you got thrown into the fire, but it was a chance for you again to, and you did kind of do lead last year towards the end of the year. I'm not last year, the year before.
During, Cheyenne's first suspension,
yeah, and you handled that well. But now the way we've seen you, the way you've grown on, in a year at that position, and you handled it very well.
This wasn't meant to stroke my ego, but thank you so much. Appreciate that.
No, I mean, yeah, no, yeah, definitely. So, and so, I'm really looking forward to seeing what you and Alyssa do together.
Should be fun. The match announcements have started coming out.
Yes.
We got a couple already on deck, so let's get into that.
Yes, let's get into ones already announced, and wow, some great ones.
I think one of the previous episodes, not the last, I think maybe the two or three episodes ago, I asked you, when are the tag team champions coming back? Well, we got one of them.
We have half.
One's better than none.
We have one for right now, so yeah.
Ray Lynn will take on last year's Queen of the North finalist, Notorious Mimi.
Yeah, you know, Blonde Force Trauma have had a busy year. We've been in discussion, so hopefully they'll be back together shortly, but Ray Lynn was available, so I'm like, hey, you know what? Perfect time, too, because I first joined the force with Ray Lynn at Queen of North, too. That was the first time we saw me and Ray Lynn together. Right. So, you know, I can't say with the pandemic, I can't say 3 years later, but, you know, three Queen of the Norths later, yeah. And we're still riding strong. I made rights of the wrong that happened. I promised her a championship opportunity. She got it. She's still a tag team champion. And facing Notorious Mimi, which is, I've always been a fan of Mimi. I've mentioned it many times when we've talked as well, too. She's
sung her praises many times on this show, yeah.
Yeah, she's just phenomenal. First time I saw her, she's one of those talents, male or female. At least to me, as soon as you see them, you're like, that's a star. Like, there's something, and she was only, I think, less than a year in at that point. I'm like, this girl is going to go places. And she was in NXT for a while, but she has a bright future ahead of her. This is going to be, I think this could be a sleeper match that will be, you know, one of the be a really hotly contested contest. I mean, of course, I'm pulling for Ray Lynn, and I'm pretty sure she's going to win that. But nothing against Mimi, and you know, I'm definitely, you know, she drew the you know, the short end of the stick here, but it's going to be a good opportunity for both women. And I'm really looking forward to this match. I think everybody's going to keep their eyes on this match as well because, you know, as you've seen, everything is reshuffling here in BCW, and it's about making the best of your opportunities. And this is a big one for both of them. I mean, Ray Lynn and his singles. We haven't seen that in four or five years, so, at least here in BCW, so.
Will she come in with that big fancy jacket she comes in with WOW?
I don't know if she can. I think that's a little, yeah.
I like that jacket.
That is not, I would like to wear the robe, but.
So we talked about it, last year, talking about Queen of the North.
Yes.
Tormis has that presence. As soon as she steps through that curtain, even in the locker room, there's a presence about her.
Yes.
That makes her must-see.
Oh, of course.
So this should be a good match.
Should be a fantastic match. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's one-on-one.
One-on-one, so.
Governor.
Yes.
If Mimi wins, is she in line for a tag team opportunity to beat one half of the champions?
I mean, she could be. I mean, or who knows? She could be in line to be scouted by AJ Pan and become a future member of the PCA. Who knows?
Wow.
Because, again, like, there's no heat in this match. There's a lot of show. This Queen of North, that we have quite a few showcase matches, and this is one. Yeah, I mean, who knows? Stranger things have happened, and who knows? Everything is up on the table, but I have nothing but love for Mimi. It's just at this point, you know, Raylan is my client, so she's an enemy for about 10 minutes, but who knows?
We will find out April 20th. All Natural Ashley returns to go against the debuting Jin Savani.
Big showcase match. I'm excited for this. Ashley, you know, this is her make it or break it time because, you know, as we've seen, you know, she lost to Vicious Vicky. Good showing there.
Mm-hmm.
And she lost to Emily J in the qualifiers. And again, she held her own, but you got to win. You got to have some wins here at BCW. And so this is her opportunity. But Jin Savani, she's one of those talents that have been reaching out to BCW. She reached out to myself and Anthony Cole. You know, want to know, she'd love to come in and, you know, play her trade here. We discussed it. We saw some tapes. She's a very impressive individual. So, perfect opportunity. Queen of the North, all about bringing in, you know, showcasing the best, wherever they come from, the Northeast. She's out on the West Coast. So, this is an exciting match. I'm looking forward to this. So, it's making a break it for Ashley. But it's also, Jin is not coming in to lose. It's just, it might be her debut in New Jersey.
Really?
Or maybe even in the East Coast. I'm not 100% sure. But,
it's huge.
Yeah, this is huge for her as well. So, she's not coming in here to be a stepping stone for Ashley. She's coming in to deliver that third and final blow and maybe be her final boss.
She has match announcements are coming out. But the first match announced was at the end of Welcome to the New Year. Queen of the North, Tiffany Avatar, Harley Lopez, and Emily J. I have a feeling I know who you're pulling for, but break this match down for us.
You know, as we spoke about in the past, you know, this is a unique Queen of the North finals because these three are all up-and-comers. They've been around the business at least either under a year, just approaching a year, a little over a year, under 2 years for all these
women. 2 years, yeah.
So... this shows you the depth of talent and the depth of the range that we bring here in BCW. And these girls have really proven themselves to be worthy to be in this position. Tiffany Avatar, the Cotton Candy Princess, connects with the fans immediately. She has a big upside to her. She beat Journey Burke. So she definitely has a stake to the crown. Harlene Lopez, the spiteful brute. I mean, since the minute she walked out of the curtain on her first event at BCW... She, one of those, again, she has a presence.
Presence. Absolutely.
She hasn't connected everything yet, but she has that presence.
There.
The ring, again, and as we spoke about on a previous episode, her and Rebecca J. Scott, like, to me, that was her coming out party.
Mm-hmm.
She proved that she belongs in the talk to be one of the breakout stars of 2024. Not only in BCW, in the world of independent pro wrestling. But Emily J. as well, too. She made her debut at the last Queen of the North. So this is, we're going almost full circle. Year in the making for Emily, and look how she's progressed. She, I believe she lost to Mimi at last year's Queen of the North.
I believe so.
And then she's just kept coming back, making her name for herself. Now she's under the tutelage of AJ Penn, and she's picked up wins. And I believe this is her time, but you never know here in BCW. Again, Harlene, Tiffany, they could pull it out. They can. Never say never, but I am pulling for Emily J. I believe she will be the stunning queen and rule the queendom here in BCW.
While we're on the topic of Queen of the North, thankfully, Mark Schwann's not here. But picking up his slack, Samira. Samira sits down with Queen of the North finalist, the Cotton Candy Princess herself, Tiffany Avatar. Samira, take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to A Shot of Wrestling. I'm your host for this episode, Samira. Obviously, I am the backstage correspondent to Bree Combination Wrestling. But today, I'm hosting this episode, and I'm giving you a great sit-down interview with one of the Queen of the North 5 finalists. And she made her debut at the last show, the Cotton Candy Princess, Tiffany Avatar. Tiffany, how are you doing today?
I am super fantastic. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, girl. I was so excited to sit down with you today and talk all things BCW.
Yes. Please excuse the background noise. Nemo is going crazy tonight.
And for those of you who don't know who Nemo is, it is Tiffany's cat.
Baby kitty.
Nemo wants to be a part of the interview.
He'll probably come on camera at some point. He gets a little jelly sometimes.
He's like, I want to be a part of this conversation. He knows it's an important one. That's why.
Yes. He literally only does this when he knows it's important. And I want to do this. I need to do this like right now.
So Tiffany, as I said in the beginning, it was your debut at the last show. So tell me, what was it like making your BCW debut?
It was absolutely, sweetly blissful. I waited so long for that moment. And then, like, the second I got through the curtain and, like, saw the ring and saw the fans and, like, heard them, like, it was so magical. Like, I'll never get over that feeling.
And what made you want to come to Bree Combination Wrestling?
A lot of things. Like, there's a lot of great competitors that go through recombination, and a lot of them are people that I want to work with and I want to have matches with to challenge myself. And I just feel like it's meant to be. Like sometimes you just feel in your heart like you're meant to be somewhere, and Recombinations was one of those places for me.
And what a debut you had. I mean, you were going up against in a qualifying match against Journey Burke with AJ Pan. So AJ Pan, I know you are familiar with these two, Journey Burke and AJ Pan, maybe cross paths on the wrestling scene in New Jersey besides BCW. So I've seen them around. Tell me, how did you exactly prepare for your match against Journey Burke, especially with AJ Pan on her side on the outside?
So the best way I can describe my preparation is honestly lots of soul searching and lots of meditation. I needed to go into myself and isolate myself and really think about what is my strategy, because I knew in my heart like I could not walk out of there without winning. So I needed to find in myself the complete confidence to go in there and really be the princess. And once I was able to do that, and I saw, every you can see it. They had some little hiccups in their little partnership, little gumdrop buddy relationship, whatever that is going on there. There were definitely some cracks, and once I saw the opening, I just kind of knew that I needed to take advantage, and it worked.
And what a debut, I mean, you've had. You came in as like to compete to get into the Queen of the North finals to hopefully win at the next show. But what a debut to even make it now into the finals and going against one of our girls that have been on the roster for a while and had aligned herself with Governor AJ Pan. Like what a takedown for you. I'm sure that meant a lot to you to win your debut match and for like a huge opportunity as well.
It honestly means the world to me. Like, I went into it just being happy and grateful to be able to be at Recombination. And while I knew like winning was my only option, to actually do it and accomplish that on my debut in front of, a lot of really cool fans that I had that came out to support me there, like, it's so unexplainable. There's moments in life that are just going to take your breath away and you're going to be speechless about it. And like, this has been one of them for me.
So hopefully, the crowd will be behind you coming up for Queen of the North 5. You're not just in a one-on-one match. This is a triple threat match. You're going against the Spiteful Brute, Harleen Lopez, and the Stunner, Emily J, which she also has AJ Pan in her corner. Tell me, how do you feel about both competitors here?
Harleen is tough. Harleen is very tough. She is a hard hitter. She's vicious, and she is what she says she is. She's absolutely spiteful, especially in that ring. I have a lot of preparing to do for that. She's definitely going to be one of my biggest challenges yet. And everybody knows Emily J has been doing fantastic. I'm never going to take that away from anybody. I don't think she needs to use Captain Gumdrop AJ Pan to, secure that victory if she came in completely focused and, kills it out there like she does normally. I think she could do it without AJ Pan. The one problem with that though is, as talented and fantastic as I think these two ladies are, I'm the princess. I'm everybody's favorite princess for a reason. And I'm a princess on a mission. I'm coming out victorious.
And what do you have, and how are you preparing that maybe these other women might not have?
I think I have the element of surprise. I think these two are established. They've done so much more traveling that, I hope to be able to do this year. But I've seen a lot of what they do. Not a lot of people know what I can do. And there's a lot of new things that I've been working on and trying to perfect. And, maybe Recombination, maybe Queen of the North is when I decide to bring out some new tricks.
And you know, Harleen Lopez, no stranger to the BCW roster, as well as Emily Jay. As you know, Harleen had been battling it out with Nevaeh Chantel, as Emily Jay has aligned herself with Governor AJ Pan. And you are new here, new fresh face, but and you've already, like I said, made it to the finals and winning this. What would it mean to you to just have just stepped in and now you have this opportunity to go for the title if you win?
To me, it means a lot because it proves what I've been saying and what I've known my entire life. And that's that I'm meant to be here. I was meant for wrestling and wrestling was meant for my life. Winning Queen of the North, you know, in my second match ever at Brie Combination, it's just another sign on the path that I've been on that tells me I'm doing the right thing. You know, I tell everybody like 2024 is the year of Candyland. Candyland is taking over the world in 2024. And winning Queen of the North is a major part of that process. I need to do it. And then when I do it, we're going to have a massively sweet celebration afterwards.
I don't know if you could give me any insight, but if Miss Candyland wins here, who does she have her eye on? Do we have our eye on Mr. Darius Carter or on Vicious Vicky?
I would actually love to give you some insight on that because if there's one thing the princess does, it's I'm going to tell you what my plans are. I'm going to tell you what I want to do next because there should be no surprise. I don't need surprise to tell you. I told everybody I was coming to Brie Combination and Candyland was taking over, and I did that. I'm telling you that I'm going to be Queen of the North, and I'm going to do that. And after I become Queen of the North, the princess has her eye set on both Darius Carter and Vicious Vicky.
Ooh, nobody's safe here.
No.
For now. No. For now. And if we're gonna have, and if you do win, you got to choose one. There's both great champions. I think they would both be good matches. So we'll have to see if you win who you end up choosing. So I don't know. I kind of want to see you mix it up with Darius Carter. I think that would be a good fight.
Darius Carter is just as good as he says he is, but he's never been up against a princess.
Ooh. I don't know. Might be getting Cotton Candy Princess versus the All Father. Ooh. Oh, gosh. Getting excited here. So do you have any words for your competitors that might be watching and listening to this?
Harleen, Emily, I respect you guys so much for the work that you put in. And as much as I respect you, it is going to be equally as sweet for me to Candy Crush both of you. I love y'all. Y'all are great. Even you, Harleen, even though I'm pretty sure she's a little spiteful. You know, she might not like the princess, and that's okay. I'm colorful and bubbly, and you know, we know what her color palette is. But I still respect her. Still gonna crush your face into the mat and take the victory. But then like afterwards we should be buddies. Join my celebration.
Gonna bring any candy?
You know, I heard the Spiteful Brute is a vegan, and I actually do have vegan candy that I would love to share with her. I think she'd love it.
Ooh. Well, we gotta see if that happens. Like, you just kind of guys get in the ring and you're just like, here you go, guys. Good luck to all of us.
I would love to. Maybe I can help cure a little bit of the spitefulness.
Ooh. Maybe the candy will help. Like, it'll bring that sweetness in.
It does, but I gotta be careful what I give her because some candies out here bring out the little sour patch in me. So,
oh yeah, I wouldn't pack those.
I might pack them for me. I might need that sour patch energy going into this.
That's true. That's true. You never know. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for joining me on here today, and I want to wish you the best of luck going into the Queen of the North 5 finals at our upcoming show. Can you tell the people of Shot of Wrestling where they can find you on social media?
Yes, you can find me literally everywhere: Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, at Tiffany Avatar. You can also find me on Pro Wrestling Tees and Tee Public. Just search Tiffany Avatar, and you will find my beautiful cotton candy colored haired face all over there.
So make sure to follow her, follow Shot of Wrestling, follow me, the It's Samira, and please, Recombination Wrestling, Queen of the North 5, is at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey on April 20th. So please be sure to buy some tickets and come on out. If not, it will be available on Title Match Network. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. And again, thank you to Tiffany Avatar for sitting down with me. And we'll
Thank you
see
for
you.
having me.
Yes, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Yeah, I mean, that crown's up for grabs. I think you're in good hands with any winner, but it's gonna for me, no disrespect to you, I think it's Harleen's to lose. It should be a hard-fought contest, but that's not our last match.
No, we had a blockbuster this week. That was
That's putting it mildly.
yes.
Shot of Wrestling used to come around BCW since practically the beginning.
Yes.
I think your second year, I had when Time Hop came around 6 years ago as a memory. Of BCW, and see me in the corner with their banner, with their little equipment. A huge fan of this woman since I first laid eyes on her, and sad to see that she announced her retirement a couple years ago due to injury. Holy crap, Governor! Bringing back the original queen, Faye Jackson's coming back.
That's it. The milkshake is being brought back to the
Oh my
yard.
God!
Blockbuster, incredible announcement there. But yes, Faye Jackson, the original queen of BCW, the first ever BCW women's champion, will be returning at Queen of the North 5.
Taking on Adriana Moseley.
Yes, no small task there. This is going to be a battle of the horses. And yeah, we can't overshadow. I mean, again, Faye coming back is huge. This is monumental for BCW. And
Huge.
she was instrumental. I mean, we got to say, she was instrumental on a big part of BCW being where it is today.
Pillar.
Yes. Well, if you mention Darius, Faye is another one who's in that conversation for being a pillar of
Absolutely.
BCW.
Right here, women's division, yeah.
Without question. So she's what, yeah. And I believe I probably said this on a podcast a couple of times where, I always looked at BCW in the past as we've only had maybe like 3 to 4 people that BCW, that fans associate, the faithful associated with BCW.
Okay.
Whereas now we have almost like 10 or even more. Like people are so, like now we have a kind of a stacked roster where before people were, it was a revolving door in BCW. But the constants were Darius, Faye Jackson, Ace Andrews, people like that. They were just constants here. And to have Faye Jackson back, I believe, is just monumental. It's really
Oh, huge.
exciting. The faithful are excited, but can't sleep on Adriana Moseley. She wants to spoil the party. She's been making a name for herself as well. This is going to be no small task for Faye. She could ruin the party that night.
I never thought I would get to call a Faye Jackson match. So excited. Oh my God. I was so excited. This is
I don't,
fantastic.
but yeah, I'm going to have to try to step out from behind my backstage duties to actually watch this,
Oh, yeah. Oh.
take in the crowd reaction to, because I have a, it's going to be a party atmosphere when she
Has to
comes
be.
back out. It's going to be like, I don't know. I might shed a tear. The way I expect the faithful to react to her, it's going to get, yeah, like again, I mean, I've known Faye before BCW. Like when she first broke in, I knew her, and she's always been one of the sweetest people in the world, always worked hard. Always a great presence to have in the locker room. So, I mean, to have her back now, we're in BCW's coming up on our 7th anniversary soon, but our 8th year in business. I mean, it's wild to see where you can come in wrestling too, because and wrestling is a very volatile industry where there's tons of falling outs. Most of the time, when people leave, they're gone, or there's so many bad. There's so much bad blood, burnt bridges. There was never a burned bridge here. It was just, Faye, she was tired of the wear and tear at the time. She was kind of done with wrestling, but then she slowly came back, made appearances, and as a valet, a manager, whatever. And again, that was good for her. But we decided to test the waters, and she said to Mr. Cole and myself that she's ready to come back to BCW and show them who the first queen was. So. Not just myself, and as you said, you're excited. A
Oh,
lot of
man,
people are
can't wait.
excited for
Oh,
this,
man.
and this was just a great announcement to finally have finalized. And
Welcome home.
yes, and to see it just on it blew up on X and all social media. Like, that was the big news of the day, so.
Blew up on Twitter, too.
Yeah, yeah. X, it did. It blew up on all those platforms, so. Really excited. And
can
that,
you announce, is this an attraction match, or will you think we'll be seeing Faye more often in the, too early to tell, or?
Too early to tell. I mean, it's an attraction match, but I mean, you know, whatever happens, it's a big moment for BCW, and it's going to give bragging rights to whoever. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, who knows? She could have been, maybe this is the way she wants to go out, or who knows? She wants to come back and say it's a new day. She's seen the change in BCW, but maybe it's time for her to show the locker room who the hell the first queen was. There's a lot of variables. I don't even want to think about all that right now. I just want to enjoy the ride and enjoy Faye being back. And the part, I think, did you see on X that they both posted? Like, oh, as long as we sell out the first row, there's a surprise for the first row.
Is there?
That's what they said. I might have to buy a ticket.
Me too.
I might have to buy a ticket. Cole, can I get the discount code, please? So I can be in the first row for whatever's going to happen there. Yeah, it's supposed to be, yeah. Her and Adriana said they have a surprise for the first row if it sells out, which I'm very sure it will because
can
last
show.
Can you
put the commentary table in the front row, please?
We can move it to, yeah, we can make front it row? In a, oof. It can be annexed as a front row.
Damn. So excited.
Yes. It's, wow. Yeah. And we still have more to come.
That's right. Holy crap. This is just half the match.
Yeah, this is half of the card.
You're talking about buying tickets now.
Buy, yeah.
I mean, there's still another four matches, at least four matches left.
Yeah, still, yeah, at the least four matches. So
I can't imagine what's on deck. How do you get better than the Queen coming back?
I don't know if it can be top, but we have a lot of big announcements coming as well. We still haven't announced any of our championship matches.
Oh, they're totally distracted, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, the Women's Championship will be defended, the Grand Dragon Championship will be defended, and the World Heavyweight Championship will be defended. So we still have some blockbusters coming up, but, yeah, Faye coming back is huge. We're all excited. Stay tuned, and buy your tickets now, because who knows, they might sell out. They might sell out. We're hoping for a sellout, but they might be. But by the time you hear this, they might be limited left. So go on to our Eventbrite, search BCW. I'm not good with links, but do all that and get your tickets now before they're gone.
Apologies to Alyssa ahead of time. I might be marking out during this match. Might lose my cool. I might try to retain my composure.
You know, hey, call a Mac if you have made a call. Now they're allowed to. So
that's right. Oh yeah. Again, there's only half the card.
And that's only half the card.
Many more to be announced. Stay tuned to BCW social medias, BRII_combination_wrestling on the Instagram, BCW_wrestling_ on Twitter and X, BRII combination wrestling on the Facebooks. Governor, where can people find you on the social medias?
I'm double checking mine now because the last episode I messed it up.
That's right.
So on X, yes, you can find me at AJPan_PCA. It is the underscore. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, AJPanPC, and you could also find me on the Tick and the Talk at AJPanPC. And I have to get better at that, but hopefully maybe I'll do some backstage stuff for Queen of the North. We'll see what happens, see what I could figure out. Who knows? But follow me on all those. Follow BCW and get your tickets now. This event is it is my favorite of the BCW calendar year. This one definitely means a lot to me. This is a concept that myself and my old booking partner, Pete, came up with, and we had a lot of involvement in. So to see its evolution up until now, to see that now people are coming to us wanting to be a part of it, it's just a great feeling. And again, to have the Queen back kind of brings it kind of full circle that we've lasted this long. We've had a couple of breaks in between with certain people, but Faye's returning from Queen of North 2. Me and Ray Lynn are going, you know, solo again without Heather. We love you, Heather. We hope to have you back soon. There's just so much. Alyssa Marino, we have her on commentary. It's the first time in a while we've had a female commentary partner. So it's already shaping up to be an amazing event. And it's not even fully announced yet.
April 20th, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now.
At the Dunphy.
Yeah. Never get told.
No. It'll always be that to me.
So for the governor, I've been your host at Muggity Putty. Stay tuned for the next episode. Until then, Putty out.